This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Justice Roberts! Yeah, ever wonder how Justice Roberts became such a leftist? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Put there by Bush, I remember when they put him in, they were talking about his intellect, they gave his case law. I was like, dude, we got a staunch conservative on the court. Yeah! Was all excited. Woo! Young guy, too. Gonna probably, you know, you never know. God knows when he's gonna bring you home. That is, if you're going home. And I was like, probably gonna be around for a while. Another one, a good guy. Woohoo! Yeah. And now that I know more about these Bush boys, I have to tell you, I'm not nearly as excited. Many Americans have now speculated, what's going on with old Justice Roberts? Because he resembles more leftists than he does one of us. Yeah, well, we might have our answer as to what happened with Justice Roberts. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Justice Thomas, man, on the other side of issues, we can't figure it out. America's first. America first, not America's first. They said that Justice Roberts may have been mentioned in the Jeffrey Epstein disclosures. And here's what they wrote. Breaking. Supreme Court Justice Roberts was on Epstein's island and was handpicked as Chief Justice because he could be blackmailed for improper things he allegedly did to his adopted children. Now you know how Obamacare went and how he votes. Now, I'm going to make a disclaimer right now. I don't have any information beyond what I'm sharing with you now. It is up to you to look this stuff over and determine if you think it's true. But I wrote about it because I went, huh, this, you know, you can't dismiss it in whole. I didn't, you know, I went to, Snopes is such a lefty thing. I don't think it verifies anything, but I at least went over there to see stuff and I didn't find anything, but you do your own investigation. But here's what I will tell you. If it is true, it certainly would clear up a lot of the issues that the questions surrounding Justice Thomas, wouldn't it? Because I'm going to tell you, when he came back and he tipped the ruling in favor of Obamacare, I immediately said to myself, they got pictures. What did you say? What did you guys think? Weren't you a little perplexed that the dude who had the... I mean, I remember when they said it was 4-4, Chief Justice Roberts will be the tie-breaking vote. And I was like, dude, it's over. They've lost. We were patting. I mean, I was strutting around. Yeah, man. I looked like a dude from the 60s. I was pimping so big. And then they go, Justice Roberts is sided with Obamacare. What? And I remember immediately going, who got to him? What do they have on him? And I bet you many of you did, too. What's the move? It turns out that Justice Roberts is indeed a pedophile. He's been compromised. What happens? Is it over for him? His job on the high court? So I wanted to know. I was like, because I remember when we were asking the question, what if it turns out we get Obama's birth certificate and he really wasn't born in America? And we definitively know that. This is when he was at the height of his popularity. People were like, man, America may revolt, you know, and all this. I'm like, look, if he wasn't a natural born citizen and he's a, you know, what they call it, Manchurian candidate or whatever, you just have to get rid of him. You wouldn't be able to care that black folks were mad about it or anybody else. But here's the good news. Letting him serve 8 years, even though he got to, you know, play pull my finger with America for a while, did exactly what we needed it to do. So far as I'm concerned, no harm, no foul. But Justice Roberts, what do you do? Well, justices can be removed through impeachment. And the only justice to be impeached, I learned, happened in 1805. And in that year, Associate Justice Samuel Chase, appointed by George Washington, was accused of allowing his political views to interfere with his decisions and, quote, tending to prostitute the court and his position. House of Representatives passed articles of impeachment, but the Senate acquitted him. Now, while no justice has successfully been impeached, the threat of impeachment has led to the resignation of another justice, and this happened in 1969. Supreme Court Justice Abe Fortas resigned before impeachment. He was accused of taking a $20,000 a year for life from the family of a Wall Street, it was a bribe, from the family of a Wall Street titan in jail for SEC violations. Now, I didn't know this. This is what I love about having a curious mind. I immediately go, has this happened before? Well, I wonder what would happen. What do you do in this case, you know? Now, in these couple of cases, you know, the one guy got exonerated, tending to prostitute the court in his position, they said, but he got out of it. The other guy pretty much proved that he was going to get $20,000 for life. He sold out. And so he resigned in a disgrace than get impeached. But what about this one? This would be a huge disgrace. Now, look, I don't know. I don't know if Justice Roberts has this, you know, these propensity for children, the ones he adopted or whatever else. I can tell you from foster care, we ran into a ton of that stuff. A lot of people that, you know, didn't really care about the kids. They like getting the money, and they love getting cute little girls as foster parents because they would molest them. This is why, I mean, the foster care system's got to change dramatically. But let's just go back to this whole thing. So, remember, Kavanaugh got accused of all this. They tried to get him before he ever got in. That dude has been vetted so hard, there's nothing wrong with him. But I don't recall the level of vetting that we did back in the day. Of course, they went after Clarence Thomas. But what level of vetting did they do with Justice Roberts? Did we really go through all of this stuff? Did he get a Kavanaugh-like probe up in his orifices? I don't know. But I will say this. We got to wait and see. But if Roberts suddenly announces his retirement, we might just have our answer. Again, I'm not trying to make this sound like I know what I'm, that, you know, that he definitively was on Epstein's Island or whatever. But I will say this, it certainly does raise questions, his actions. We got to take a short break. Lots coming up, folks. Keep it here on the Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Today I offer to them, we'll take down a trillion if you add a trillion in. They said absolutely not. If we could do that, if we take down a trillion and they add a trillion, we'll be within range.
Must be nice to think of trillions of dollars like nothing, man. Nothing. If they give a trillion and we give a trillion, then we'll be very close. We'll be within a trillion. Wow. Think about the amount of money. Trillion, 15 zeros behind the one. And they talk about it like it's nothing, man. They talk about me like a dog about the clothes I wear. Yeah, a trillion, baby. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. $1 trillion. And I mentioned, I wrote about this before, I didn't even know what came after a trillion. And I'm a math guy. Because, you know, you get to the point where it's incalculable. So, but it's a quadrillion, for those of you who do not know. And then, of course, a quintillion. And so on and so forth. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I know the numbers now, but wow. It's amazing how many, you know, we just blow right by them. You know, it's like a femtosecond. Go look it up. How do you measure a femtosecond in time? one trillionth of a second. You can't, I mean, in thinking about it, it's already gone. It's way too far beyond you. It's like, to stack up $1 trillion and it'll reach Saturn. You know, just putting them one by one, it'll reach Saturn or something crazy. That's how many it is. And we talk about it like it's nothing now because it is nothing. The Democrats have so taken money out of the loop, it doesn't even matter. They don't even need it. They want it all to be electronic. You don't even get to go flash your wad, you know, like it, that. In the old days, my grandfather used to carry a lot of money in his pocket. He used to carry practically everything he had. It's because he was a gambler. He'd go out and hit the streets, as we called it. And he'd pull that wad out, like, a little extra money. And brothers, that's what we did. What do you do now? You pull out that credit card and go, yeah, check it out. Just don't use it. I don't know. I mean, I like the idea of knowing what the currency is. I mean, think about it. If there is no currency, pretty much it's just going to kind of be, well, Kevin, I know you're good at this. Can we barter, as we used to say in the country, can we horse trade over this or that? I think we may be back to a barter society soon, particularly if we keep spending money the way we're spending it. When we talk about, if they'll just give a trillion and we give a trillion, I mean, we'll be within, a couple of trillion, and, you know, we're close at that point. Wow. To think Ronald Reagan ran a budget deficit of like $100 million. It was small. Let's say it was $100 billion. $100 billion. And we were freaking out back in the 80s. And now we're talking about $20-30 trillion. And it's like, oh, hey, we're close. I don't think things have, inflation has grown to the level of political greed. I don't think you can keep up with them, to be honest with you. Anyway, speaking of your money, Donald Trump announced a whole other set of new triggers for the Democrats. And I love this because, again, plays into the strategy of how Donald Trump is getting the population of America to go, wait a minute, this dude really knows what he's doing. This guy is cutting the Democrats, I'll get it out, off at the knees. But anyway, here's what Trump was saying about tax cuts.
We're looking at also considering a capital gains tax cut, which would create a lot more jobs. So we're looking very seriously at a capital gains tax cut and also at an income tax cut for middle income families. We're looking at expanding the tax cuts that we've already done, but specifically for middle income families. And you'll be hearing about that in the upcoming few weeks, and I think it'll be very exciting. So a capital gains tax is going to be a lot of people put to work, and it will be a cut in the capital gains tax and also a cut in the middle income tax.
There you have it. Pardon me. Welcome back. Donald Trump driving the left crazy because he's going, hey, we're in a plandemic. I can do what I need to do. I need to make sure we keep the economy going. Remember when they talked all about that? Barack Obama wanted George Bush to get him that $787 billion so he could keep the economy going. And he did it. And then Obama started trashing Bush. Started trashing him after Bush got him what he wanted. You want to talk about a smooth transition to power? That's essentially what Bush gave Barack Obama. $787 billion. And it was all done because the economy was going to crater. So $10 trillion later, the economy was propped up on with matchsticks. A house of cards. And Barack Obama didn't thank Bush. He blamed him for everything. Trump's not blaming Obama. He could blame him for a lot of stuff. He puts the credit where the credit's due. He says Barack Obama didn't know what he was doing. But I'm not going to blame him. He was an idiot. And that's why I took over for him. I ain't blaming him. See, that's the difference. If Barack Obama had said, you know what? George Bush was a fiscal clown. He was a fruitcake. And you're not going to blame him for it, I'm going to definitely let you know this man ran up some debt. Now, part of it I asked for because he had done so poorly, I needed to save the economy. He had said something like that, it would have been reasonable, but he didn't. He just blamed Bush. It's Bush's fault. Oh, well, George Bush, he didn't do this here, do that there, and do that alone. Well, there you go. trillions now we're talking about. But Trump's saying, look, I'm going to give you your money back, capital gains, it's going to spur the economy, it's going to spur jobs. He's already thinking beyond this pandemic. And the worst thing, let me tell you, Democrats are in a rough spot. Rough spot. You want to hear about it? That's why you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, isn't it? So let me tell you why. They don't want school to start, but they do want school to start. You don't believe me? Chuck Schumer, we got to start school back because it's going to spur the economy. People got to go back to work. How are they going to go back to work if they got to educate their own kids? De Blasio, kids got to go back to school. Cuomo, kids better go back to school. But then you get other people complaining. We can't have them go back to school. We'll die. Teachers are complaining. We're going to die. We can't let these kids go back to school. L.A. says they can't come back to school unless we know we got Black Lives Matter and we got all this and we got diversity and we got all this other stuff and they're going to take a vaccine. And so they got they don't even know where they fit on the subject. Should we go back to school? Shouldn't we go back to school? And you know why? Because the pandemic. They didn't play it all the way through. They misplayed the hand. Because now parents are going, well, who's going to pay for this? We want our money back. The economy, everywhere these leftist governors did this, their economies are tanking, and now they're starting to feel the heat. So they're going, get these kids back in school, quick. But the real reason is this. Your kids home with you can't be indoctrinated. You undo it. They got to hurry up and get these kids back because you now know what the curriculum is about. You now know what the game is, and you're going, wait a minute, what are you doing teaching my kid this? Or what are you doing not teaching my kid this? See what part of the left wins this philosophical battle.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Guard is set to arrive in Kenosha County, Wisconsin after 3 o'clock Central Time to aid local authorities after riots and looting broke out overnight following an officer-involved shooting of a black man. President Trump speaks at the Republican National Convention in Charlotte after officially securing the GOP nomination.
This base doesn't like Joe Biden.
They don't like Joe Biden. I think we're going to get a lot of votes. We did last time. People were surprised, primarily because of trade, because I know how other countries take advantage of us, and I understand that. And that's something that Bernie Sanders people really feel, because I understand trade. I've done USMCA now. I got rid of NAFTA, the world's worst.
And Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is continuing to testify before Congress. And you're listening to USA Radio News. 69% of respondents in a Harris survey say they'd support a priority system for distributing a coronavirus vaccine within the United States, while 31% say they'd prefer a first-come, first-served approach. But 66% of Americans say that if the United States develops a vaccine, it should be made only available abroad after all U.S. orders have been filled. Scott Peterson, who was found guilty of killing his pregnant wife in 2002, has appealed his death sentence conviction and is expected to learn a decision regarding a new trial. ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams on why Peterson believes he should get a new trial.
The defense has argued that prosecutors should not have been able to admit into evidence dog scent evidence, tracking evidence, because they say it's unreliable and it shouldn't have been admitted in the context of the case.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Trump got the bump. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. Trump got the bump. Yeah, you know what the bump is, right? The bump is after every convention, you typically get the bump. A couple of points moved up. But let me tell you what was happening going into the convention for the Democrats. They already had Trump closing this theoretical gap that existed between him and Biden with these very overloaded polls and a host of other things. And I can give you example on top of example of Donald Trump gaining in every single area that where Biden got or Hillary Clinton got votes in 2016. Donald Trump has gained with women. He's gained with youth. He's gained with blacks. He's gained with Latinos. He's gained with the LGBT community. He's gained with the religious community. Every single special interest group that the Democrats have put into a bucket, many of them in all walks of life, are now for Donald Trump. He's gained with unions. But you're worried, right? The Democrats' convention was a disaster. They couldn't have done a worse thing as they trotted out people like Bill Clinton. Do you think the Me Too movement feels served from the Democrats' convention? The people who gave us Weinstein, Epstein, Bill Clinton, and a host of other Democrats that we paid over $17 million to keep their nonsense hush-hush? John Conyers and many others? Yeah, that went over well, didn't it? So much so that even Hollywood has taken notice. Finally, we've spun it all back. When Harvey Weinstein was molesting women, putting them on the casting couch, they blamed Donald Trump. And it finally has come back to the point where even Holly weirdos are going, I'm not supporting these Democrats. And let me tell you, they can pretend that they don't hear our voices. Don't you believe it for a second, folks. We are more than the silent majority. We are no longer silent, and they're hearing us. So much so that Rose McGowan and others, and she's no heavyweight, but her voice is heard. Alyssa Milano is going to take notice. Madonna is going to take notice. Ashley Judd is going to take notice. What's this? Arquette. She's going to take notice. All these girls, all these young women, particularly those that know that Rose is not lying, they're taking notice. Yeah. I want to talk about what a friend of mine said the Republicans should do at their convention. But before I do, I want to tell you what I think. I want to tell you how you can be a part of this solution. And here it is. Be yourselves. No pandering. Be yourselves. This is what the Republicans should be doing at their convention. They need to be themselves. Don't act like politicians. Be the normal people we are. How do you think Trump is winning? Trump wins because he's normal. He's real. Let me show you how the Democrats are spinning Joe Biden's covering up his racism, his sexism, and all these other things. This was a mashup put together by MRC. Check it out.
The first mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean and nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man.
There's a part of Biden that feels more Reagan-esque that way. You're like, ah, it's Grandpa. It's Uncle Joe.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as tall as white kids.
Those Oh That Joe moments are part of his political charm.
I'm beginning to see why your wife left you.
So much of what is appealing about him to a lot of voters is the fact that he's authentic.
I got hairy legs.
The fact that he doesn't always seem scripted.
The kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
Your AR-14s are working.
Yeah, this is not okay.
Hold on, hold on.
Biden yesterday showed the other side of his humanity, and that is he's a fighter.
Some people see that as charming, a candidate who's willing to air it out face-to-face with a guy.
This is going
to
be a net plus for Joe Biden.
Ashton Carter, Joe Biden, the vice president, was swearing him in to be defense secretary. He waved his wife over and... little hands-on treatment from the vice president.
Everybody knows he's a touchy-feely guy, and he's just very friendly.
He is.
He was reportedly comforting her after she fell on ice.
It's bread and love.
Coon said Maggie was not uncomfortable at all.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
He's making an historic reference he may not have been right to do, but it certainly wasn't malignant.
I'm not even sure it had anything to do with race.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone.
Still, he is a master of the quick recovery.
Make sure the kids hear words.
These qualities are almost endearing to voters.
We choose truth over facts.
They find him more believable because he makes missteps every so often.
All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
All right. It's Chris, but anyway.
Chris. These gaps are also a part of who he is as a politician.
We've never allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through to the pandemic of 17, all the way around 16. We have never let our democracy take second fiddle. We can both have a democracy and elections and at the same time correct the public health.
Boy, I tell you, they give that guy a pass. Donald Trump made that many gaffes, we would be revolting on him. We'd be like, whoa, what is the deal with this guy? Can you imagine how the media would handle it? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was Joe Biden. And that wasn't, that's not even a fraction of his mashups. That didn't have, you ain't black. It didn't have him talking about, I went to the black sections of my town. It didn't have the Pakistani stuff. It didn't have him using the N-word in the Senate. I mean, I could go on. I told you guys we could have shows about Biden and his racism. Part of his charm, they say, though, that's what's appealing about him. He's authentic. He's unscripted. Shows the other side of his humanity, one guy said. He's a fighter. One person says, all this is a net plus for Biden. And then when it got into the stuff about him being Joey Fingus, oh, he's just hands-on. He's touchy-feely. He was comforting her. These are their words. Spreading love. They said he's the master of the quick recovery, that his qualities are endearing because he makes these mistakes. His gaffes are part of who he is as a politician. People have come to understand it. Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm just telling you, Donald Trump is the one who got the bump. Numbers jumped, they said, from 47% approval before the DNC convention to 51% approval. Yeah, but that's not the only positive movement somebody wrote. Several polls have shown Trump making up ground over the past few weeks. I talked about it, and let me tell you why. Optics. Elizabeth Warren at the Native American Caucus meeting? Really, Democrats? You just really want to remind us that Pocahontas is 1,024th Indian, less than the average person walking around in China? It's just too funny. Bill Clinton discussing White House decorum. Oh, my goodness. Optics, Democrats. Hillary Clinton discussing anything. She gets up there and whines about you can lose an election even when you win the popular vote, and I lost the election, and it's not fair, and we can't let this happen again with Joe Biden. We need everybody to vote. We got Bernie Sanders begging his people, please stop supporting me. Don't support me anymore. Vote for Biden. Don't support me, please. I mean, it was a first-class clown. I know. My producer's like, yeah, supposed to be talking about the Republican convention. I am. I'm talking about everything they shouldn't be doing. So here's what I say to the Republicans when you move forward. Here's what you do. Be upbeat. This refers back to the first thing that I talked about. Be yourselves. Be upbeat. You know what we are listening to this show? You are fun people to be around. Me and Joe the Plumber did a tour back in 2011. We said, if we go across the country and have enough money in our pockets to get started, wherever we land, there will be somebody there who will take us in, feed us, and give us enough money to get to the next location. And we did this across the South. And it was easy to do. And we were also fundraising, but it ended up not being that. It ended up just being because there were tornadoes all throughout the South. So me and Joe were, helping rebuild. I mean, it was crazy what we saw. But I believe that. I believe you people are so upbeat. You invited us to stay in your homes. You cooked for us when you weren't cooking for us. You took us out to dinner. You gave us some places. They gave us enough money to get across the country without anybody else. We didn't have to do anything to get across the country. It was insane. It was fun. So be yourself. Be upbeat. Third, let Trump be Trump. If that thing that we show to Biden is anything, Donald Trump knows he is the master of the quick recovery. Donald Trump is everything that they were describing of Joe Biden and a lot more. Let Trump be Trump. That was Corey Lewandowski's book about Donald Trump. Let Trump be Trump. Fourth, remind people of who Democrats really are while reminding them of who we are. Don't let them get away with this. They didn't cover a lot of the things that they've done. They didn't cover the Russian collusion BS. They didn't cover many of these things that they should have covered because they were afraid to. They don't want the public to know who they really are. But the Republicans get that chance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
Now, normally in American politics, you can expect approximately 2% bump after the convention. Obama famously got an even bigger one back in 2008. This time around, just given the disparate nature of the news cycle, of Trump isn't exactly staying out of the picture this time, and just really what's happening in the low ratings, do you think it's going to have the same impact?
I don't. I think it's just a very odd time. I'm not entirely sure all voters are paying attention. And the format is very different. You know, there's some people that say they love this new format, that it's much more interactive. It feels like it's really
produced for the viewer at home, as opposed to what it normally is, which is a big pageant for the people that are there. But I think that American voters have become accustomed to that, and they expect that kind of excitement. While I think it's been produced wonderfully and people like me are paying attention, I don't necessarily know if it reaches the average voter in the same way that the normal convention does.
Yeah.
Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to now, folks, thekevinjacksonshow.com. One of my buddies, his name is Ivan, he wrote to me and he says, Kevin, the theme of the Republican convention should be what they did not tell you at the Democrat convention, what they do not want America to know. And here he goes on, he says, they did not tell you that the close to one half of the COVID-19 deaths were in nursing homes where Democrat mayors and governors ordered those already infected with COVID to be used as agents of death to the most vulnerable. I said that Cuomo looked at this as cleaning out the attic. He put the Wu flu in them, those old age homes, and it saved his state $1 billion. Yeah. So he said they didn't tell you that 92% of those deaths are those over the age of 55. He also says they didn't tell you that in our streets, Democrat-run cities are in chaos. Democrat operatives, BLM, and Antifa usurped the tragedy of George Floyd's death to riot and burn. I predict Donald Trump will cover this issue. I think that he will cover lawlessness quite well. I'm predicting that he will have, and you know what? I'm going to save it. And in fact, I'm going to save it for tomorrow's show, my prediction for what might happen with the Republican convention, because we're going to run out of time after I get through talking about Ivan stuff. He says, they didn't tell you that Democrats want to defund and eliminate police departments, which it goes along the same lines of, you know, not protecting the citizens. So I can imagine who Donald Trump's going to bring in order to sort of offset the narrative there. But you can bet that your safety will be a critical thing. I don't know where the polling is, but here's what I do know inherently. I know inherently that people want to feel like they can go anywhere and do whatever they want to do. You don't feel that way anymore. You feel locked down because you self-imprisoned, you self-enslaved over a fake illness. Then, when you're able to get out, you feel bad because the criminality probably where you live went up. You feel bad. You don't feel safe. You don't feel safe in your own home. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to have a fun segment when we talk about what I expect at the Democrat convention. Anyway, Ivan goes on. They didn't tell you that Joe Biden and Barack Obama not only knew the FBI was illegally spying on the Trump campaign and presidency, they also participated in the illegal scheme, and now they expect you to reward their treasonous activities by electing Joe Biden. So what would Trump do? I'm not going to answer this question yet. But the question I'm going to ask you is, what would Trump do to highlight that Barack Obama and Joe Biden conspired against him? You know, what would he do? I want you to noodle on it a bit because I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. What do you think Donald Trump would do? How would you highlight it? Would you bring in? You can't bring in Durham, right? Because he's in the middle of an investigation. He can't speak. Can't bring in A.G. Barr. So what would you do? I have some ideas around it. I'm just curious. What are you guys thinking? You thinking that they could bring in? I mean, you can't bring in McCabe or Strzok. All these people are in some way complicit. So, and you know, there's still ongoing stuff. So while I agree with you that it would be nice to have some of these guys there, I just don't think that they would do it. I don't think they can do it. My producers had some good ideas, but I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen. Anyway, Ivan goes on. He says, they didn't tell you that the two teachers union have gone on strike rather than teach our children. And what I talked about earlier in the broadcast was the funny thing about how governors and mayors and teachers are using the Wu flu as their leverage. Because governors and mayors, leftist governors and mayors, are saying, we can't do anything until there's a cure. Yeah, until there's a cure. So unless we wipe out the disease like polio or smallpox, since when is there a cure? There's still polio and smallpox, malaria. We may not get it. There is no cure. I mean, we may not be getting it here in America, but it's still out there. There's a possibility. There's a possibility for hepatitis. There's a possibility for pneumonia. There's a possibility for the old seasonal flu. But they don't want a cure for any of that. There is no, we're not going back to school unless you recognize BLM, unless you can guarantee our safety, blah, 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 blah. Were they guaranteed their safety in the time of Obama? Do you know how many school shootings there were then? Do you know how many kids and teachers and other educators and administrators died from the seasonal flu? Or, now I know, there were no deaths in the time of Obama in education. Nobody died from the flu or anything else, right? The world was much safer under Barack Obama. No one died from H1N1. Now, don't even get me started on that disease that 60.5 million people got. And we are at 5 million for the Wu flu. And you have people acting as if the sky is falling down with their fake statistics. Getting $39,000 every time they code somebody's death there, and you wonder how so many people died from the Wu flu that had two bullets to the head or broke their bones from jumping off of a building committing suicide. It's insane. And then what really bugs me, and I heard from one of my old regional managers when I was working in management consulting, selling parts. I was a manufacturer's rep. And one of my regional managers for one of our largest product lines is a guy named Andy. I won't say his last name because I don't want to call anybody out. But his name is Andy. And he wrote to me and he says, I don't wear the mask either. I want to be part of your class action lawsuit against wearing masks. Now, we have over 1,000 people that are on that list. They want to be part of that class action lawsuit against wearing masks. And I had a conversation the other day with the legal team. And I'm waiting on a word back from another. But we're looking seriously at doing this. I'm not going to wear it. They could put me in jail. But I don't ever want anything like this to happen to my kids or grandchildren ever. It should never happen. But yeah, so yeah, I'm just giving you some things that Ivan is talking about that the Democrats seem to have forgotten. He didn't tell you that millions of potential vaccines have already been ordered and are ready to be shipped upon approval by the CDC, but they didn't talk about how Donald Trump already gave you the cure. Hydroxychloroquine, zinc. They won't tell you about the doctors that have said there are other things at work. For example, this asthma medicine that has been given out in Taiwan, and they've only had 7 deaths in 24 million people. They don't want to tell you these things because they don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to know that we got it right. They don't want to tell you that our children are being denied the education they deserve. They didn't tell you that the Socialist Democratic Party, this is what Ivan wrote, is preventing you from worshiping at churches. Oh, but you can go to strip clubs or you can go to, you know, casinos. You can feed all of your, you know, indulgences, but don't go to church. You go to church, we'll have to arrest you. Says they did not tell you that small businesses, the heart of our country, cannot go back to work while they allow riots and mayhem. They didn't tell you that Nancy Pelosi is preventing additional COVID relief in the form of $1,200 per person, up to $3,400 per family of four, to give immediate relief to struggling Americans. Everything fundamental to the founding of our country is anathema to the Socialist Democratic Party. Look at what they attacked in the midst of the pandemic. Our churches, our schools, our businesses, our patriotism, our constitutional freedom and rights. They didn't talk about any of that, did they? No, what they did do was they bashed America, they bashed Trump, they bashed you for picking him. And they painted a picture of an America that already exists under Trump, that took a hiatus for 8 years under baby black Jesus, but they want to pretend that they're going to bring it back. They got the answer. And a guy who's suffering from dementia and a woman who slept their way to the top, Junior Senator Kamala Harris, they can get it done for you. All you got to do, America, is trust.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.